Anyone who wants to be a game changer or a captain of industry or one of the greatest thinkers or problem solvers across human history, and that's not an exaggeration, it's actually pretty simple to do. It's simple but not easy. The difference between you being one of those types of people and the status quo, the average person, is very small. It's like a friend of mine told me a long time ago, he was a baseball fan, and he said something like, the difference between being a regular player and being in the Hall of Fame of baseball is only one hit every time you get to bat, just making one hit. And I think that's how he said it. It was quite some time ago, and I don't care for sports, so I think it was something like that. But the point still stands, the message stands. The difference between super achievers and highly transformative people in the status quo is very small. You just have to make a small change and you're going to see tremendous improvements. As long as you do the change properly, you have the guidance on what change to do, and as long as it becomes habitual and you don't do it just for a weekend or even a year, it becomes a part of your core. So if you look at chaos theory, we understand that there's something called SDIC, sense of dependence on initial conditions. Anytime you have any system, if you make any minute change to any variable of that system, you're going to see a different trajectory, a different output, regardless of that size of change, percentage of change of that variable that you do. So, of course, when you have more than one variable that changes, then your trajectory, your new output, is going to be even more diverse, more different. So it's the same thing with performance. In human capital, those of us who train human capital, the ability to do things, I'm going to generically give that definition. So in human capital, the ability to problem solve, the ability to hire problem solvers in a business, the ability to relate to others, human capabilities. So those of us who train human capital to others across the world, we understand that there's very little you need to do. But the issue is that most people don't do that. Most people are completely blind to the necessity to do that, just like an alcoholic or any addict, I should say, to generalize more. Any addict needs to first see the problem to change, or anybody, even if you're not an addict, you need to see that there's a need for change in order for you to look into that change and then begin the change. So if you notice, when you study foundations like Holistic Vision teaches, remember, Holistic Vision is what I teach and consult on. It's defined by me as the ability to see the foundations and interconnectivity of all atmospheres, everything whatsoever. No excuses, nothing is left out. So when you can see the foundations, you can see the reality of things. You can see past superficial variables, past distracting variables, and you begin to wake up to reality, to what really is and what really should be. So you can start implementing those changes, whatever they are, on a personal level, a relationship level for others, a business level, a professional level in whatever other arena, modeling, artistry, whatever, or educational level, whatever landscape, it doesn't matter because it touches upon everything. Now, if you look to those changes that need to be done, when you drill down to the foundation, make sure you're not at any superficial level, but you're at the root cause, the root foundation, you'll see that they're very similar and they're very simple. Not necessarily easy, but simple. Years ago, I had a conversation with a few managers in another country. I think it was India, if I remember correctly, somewhere from India, somewhere from America and other places. There were project managers, directors, and other manager types. And we spoke, and we said that management is really just common sense. Common sense logic. If you sit down and think about management, it always comes down to, well, of course that needs to be done. Of course we need to retrain the entire department in this arena, because of course it's going to lead to grander efficiency, which of course will lead to better cost containment and will lead to better manpower, because you'll have people who can do more in less time, and of course that's going to lead to grander revenue for the company. Another issue, perhaps, of course we got to train other